Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome you out for a fantastic show. A show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so freaking hard for your money, and you're ready for your money, start working hard for you now. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity today, not 30 or 40 million years from now if you gamble the crap out of it in stupid mutual funds, but right now. So you can have that freedom to be able to be with those you love, doing what you love, whenever the heck you want. But on top of that, it's not just for your own comfort and convenience, because as Ripplers, you guys want to create a ripple effect through other people's lives. Because you know, as you prosper financially, as you become better equipped to be free, you can actually help liberate others too. You can actually be a powerful force and bless more lives. So I'm excited to have you guys on. I appreciate you guys, you know, sharing this with other people, like spreading the word and creating a ripple effect of your own. I appreciate the fact that you guys have been binging on this. And I love the fact that I'm hearing stories of you guys implementing on this stuff too and figuring it out. Even if it's not perfect, the fact is you guys are moving forward and you're questioning the status quo, because let's admit it, we're a bunch of rebels. We're a bunch of heretics here, right? I mean, we're doing the thing that actually works because we don't want to follow the status quo that has been proven not to work. So excited to have you guys on here today. Hey, as a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. There's some great stuff on there, including a free ebook you can download called Beyond Rice and Beans, where you can actually find great ways to free up cash right now and have more to invest.
A quick shout out to today's sponsor, the Garmax Group, a privately held debt fund that specializes in the alternative investment space. Garmax will borrow cash or self-directed IRA capital from private investors on above-market fixed-rate promissory notes, which provide repeatable monthly interest payments to its lenders. In other words, great returns paid out monthly. Garmax is a private and closely held diversified investment company managed by Kurt Kuffner, with investment project experience in real estate, oil and gas, private commercial specialty loans, non-performing paper and collections, and a startup funding division that focuses on late-stage startups. Great company. You can learn more about Garmax or set up a time to talk to Kurt by visiting their site, garmaxgroup.com, and complete the Contact Us section at the bottom of their site. Again, that's Garmax, not CarMax, the used car company, but Garmax with a G, GarmaxGroup.com. Check them out.
All right, so on today's show, I've got a special guest here. I have Marcus Krigler here joining us. Now, Marcus is actually a CPA, but even better than that, right? This is not the average type of CPAs that you get, the run-of-the-mill, right? Because most CPAs, we're going to tell you the same old crap over and over, right? They're going to say, if you want to save money, they'll try to not say the whole tail wag the dog thing, but they're going to say things like, well, put your money in your IRAs and 401ks, which we already know doesn't work. And if you don't know that, listen to past episodes. You'll figure it out pretty easily, even by the numbers, right? But Marcus is different. Marcus focuses especially for those that are investors. You know, whether you're have it as a business or an active investor or even as a passive investor, that's what Marcus does. That's his specialty. And so I wanted to bring him on here because I'll tell you, tax is one of the top questions I give my clients. And I know that many of you guys have asked the same sort of questions too. Is, hey, what do we do with our money? What's the best route to go? Should we do real estate or not? And that's what we have Marcus here for today. So Marcus, welcome to our show.
Hey, Chris, appreciate you having me. Super excited to be here. You know, it's been fun to get to know you over the past several months and learn a lot about what you do. And really, it's kind of been cool because, you know, we've been able to kind of find out how we play in each other's field a lot. And we're kind of, you know, work together on some things that's pretty interesting. And it's completely different because you're completely different than most financial advisors, right? Most financial advisors telling you, you know, things that I typically don't tell my clients, right? So it was a great little mesh when we finally got to meet.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, tell us, like, what even got you down that path? Because, you know, the traditional CPA path, kind of like me, right? The traditional CPA path does not take you down the road you've gone down. What got you to get this emphasis for those that were investors and doing alternative investments and things like that?
Yeah, that's a great question. So first off, you know, I started out like an entrepreneur. And if you're a non-traditional investor, that's because you have some sort of entrepreneurial experience. You want something different. And so when I became an accountant, I really became an accountant because I wanted to be a business owner. It really had nothing to do with being an accountant and doing, you know, taxes and doing all these other things. Those are kind of a byproduct. What I knew was that in order to be a good business owner, I needed to learn accounting. And that's the direction I went. But what happened was I ended up getting in this company called Duckett Ladd, and they did real estate. and they did a lot of real estate. And I got the opportunity to spend a bunch of time around real estate, the things that, and I just fell in love with it. And I had got passion for it. And so how that kind of evolved was, you know, I just kind of worked my way through and really learned real estate, dove into real estate, and started doing a little bit of real estate myself. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, I run our real estate department at Duncan Ladd, and that's kind of the model that we've gone to is, you know, we have these different sections in our business. We have, you know, a section for dentists, a niche for dentists that we specialize there. And we've got this real estate, and it's been super cool to basically create this model, create this investment side of the business with all my team.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about this. You know, because like you mentioned, you work with dentists, you work with investors and people of different sorts, right? So you get to see a lot of different things. Now on this show, we've talked about various types of investing. We've talked about a lot of different real estate, whether it be turnkey rentals, right? You know, where you actually buy the property. We've got things like, you know, like syndications or funds, right? Like funds that are maybe more debt funds, debt related, even oil and gas, right? It's like we've talked about different aspects here. Why real estate in your opinion?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not one that's going to say just real estate, right? I'm a diversified guy, right? But at the end of the day, I believe in assets more than anything. And so what I really love about real estate is there's a physical asset backing that investment. And what I don't know about other investments like stocks and bonds and these other things, I don't know what the real physical asset is. I do know a piece of paper when you buy it, but I don't know if that piece of paper is really worth what it says it's worth.
Right.
So that's been my whole thing is I can physically go to a location, see that brick and mortar and know that, hey, I own a piece of that or I own that. And ultimately, the cool thing about real estate is if you're a real estate investor, like with a turnkey buyer, you can make decisions on the effects of how that real estate's doing or how it's not. If that's not your passive person, that's cool too, but you have the decision. With stocks, bonds, mutual funds, you have zero decision. Your decision is to put money in and stay out. And roll the dice and you win, great. That's a good deal, but that's not always the case.
That's right. Well, and we talked recently on the show, we had a guest where he talked about like bonus depreciation you know, and all those kind of things that go with it, which essentially kind of creates a net, almost, I'm not going to say tax-free because it's not tax-free, but it creates a tax-advantaged situation where you usually don't show a profit. Or it's very difficult to show much of a profit because of depreciation, things like that. What have you guys had experience with doing that sort of thing?
Yeah, so you're exactly right. The cool thing about real estate is there is an opportunity to take depreciation. So you know, if you think about you get to buy an asset that time appreciates in value, but you get to take a deduction on it depreciating. It's kind of a weird thing, but the government allows you to do because they're incentivizing you to buy real estate. And if you think about how the United States was founded, how it got to be what it is, it's 100% based on real estate. And so they want their citizens to be real estate investors. So whether it's your personal home or you're actually truly investing as a passive activity, that is what the government incentivizes, and they provide you so many incentives to do that. Whether it's depreciation, whether it's stability, that if you hold that asset for just 1 year, you can, instead of paying taxes at your ordinary income rates, you can pay taxes at capital gains rates, which could be 0, 15, 20%. So that's an amazing situation as well. And then not to mention, if you own a home, your individual home, you can make, I think it's $750,000 now tax-free off of that. Maybe 500. I always kind of mix that one up, but a ton of money you can make off a personal residence by getting into it and then selling it in 3 years and getting out of it tax-free. So it's just super amazing the things that can happen with real estate as far as taxes go.
For sure. So tell us about, and now there's things like syndications. I know, again, through real estate, you could pass some of those tax benefits on as well. One question I get a lot, right, especially with the clients that come to consult with me, is they're saying, all right, Chris, like, here's the monies I have. I have some in savings. I got others in like IRAs or Roth IRAs or 401ks or whatever, right? Even old ones. So they're not contributing to it anymore. They're like, okay, we know 401k is bad, do we keep it there or do we, you know, do we cash it out? Do we roll over and self-directed, you know, and all that kind of stuff, right? Yeah. And specifically, I mean, now granted, based on their age, if they're saying they basically want to retire before 60, I'm going to say, well, keeping an IRA may not be the best thing to hit your goal, because if you're trying to retire earlier, you're going to get slapped with a 10% penalty anyways, right? Right. That aside, like, why do you think it would be, what are the benefits of doing like a self-directed versus just cashing it out right now? Like, what are the benefits? And I'm sure you get this question a lot.
Oh yeah. So first off, and I know you do the same thing that I do. I always start with goals, right? So what's your goal? Where are you trying to get to? Where are you trying to go? And so for different people's goals, you're going to recommend different things always. Mm-hmm. If I'm looking at somebody, let's say that's in their 40s, and they're looking to maybe, hey, I want to be done by 50. Well,
yeah.
At the end of the day, you are going to pay that 10% tax on those anyways, on that withdrawal anyway. So now the situation is, it doesn't need to be in the 401k. Now, if you're an entrepreneur and you own a business and it's in a 401k now, that does, there is a little bit of a problem there. So there's some minutiae we have to go through there. But by and large, let's say we liquidate that thing. The question now becomes, do we put it in an IRA, a self-directed IRA, or do we kind of liquidate it and we take the cash?
Take the hit, right? Yeah. Exactly.
Well, the question is kind of in the answers. How can you plan your tax situation to where when you take that hit, you've got deductions to go against that hit? So maybe it's, hey, I don't want to take all that hit in 1 year because then it's going to take my income up to the next tax bracket. Or, you know, I did one maybe three or four. It's probably been 4 years ago where we spread out. They basically had $1 million in their 401k, and we spread that out over 4 years. Kept them under a smaller tax bracket, and it made more sense that way. So it's all about taking the projections, but also depends on what you want to invest in, right?
Right.
I don't know exactly what your opinion might be on this. So please, we can have a good debate here, but I'm not a big fan of investing in syndications with my self-directed IRA.
Oh, for sure.
And the reason being is because you get this hidden tax called UBIT.
Yep.
So somebody that wants to invest in a syndication, I'm probably not going to recommend that you move your money into a self-directed IRA and then put that money into a syndication, because you're going to get taxed on it anyways. So why not put it in your pocket? So you know, there's a ton of different scenarios here, but I could see going either way, but I'm kind of a, hey, I like the cash in my hand kind of guy.
I'm glad you brought up UBIT, because that was exactly the question I was going to follow up with. Because, I mean, early in the days, I thought for sure that if you had money in IRA, even if it was self-directed, that it just grows tax deferred and it comes out, you know, then you pay tax when it comes out. But like what you mentioned, with certain syndications, especially when it's a partnership, or if they're leveraging mortgages, like if you're buying a property with a mortgage on it, which is, you get to pay a higher interest rate anyways, worse cash flow, and you get taxed on that leverage portion, right? I mean, you start to factor that in, you think, wow, I'm kind of limited what I can actually invest my money into when it's kept in an IRA.
Absolutely. And there's no such thing as capital gains rates in an IRA. So you're getting, you're not getting that after you've held it for a year. It's taxed at a lower rate. No, you're getting taxed at the max rates. It's just no good. Here's the kicker. I found out that I have to specify this. A lot of people are like, well, I'm going to put it into a Roth IRA.
Right.
Work. You're still getting taxed with UBIT in a Roth IRA. They think it's a tax. That's not the case. It is tax-free when you pull it out, but you can have taxable transactions within that Roth IRA. So don't get tricked by, since it's a Roth IRA, thinking you can't have UBIT, because you can.
That's right. Yeah, it's such a, it was for me, it was a bigger eye-opener. And so that's what I'll tell my clients. I'll say, listen, if you keep it, you self-direct it, here are the types of funds you can actually do without getting taxed on that money, you know, again, right? You know, absolutely. Or whatever. Like, yeah, you got to be careful with that, because if you make some gains, you could get taxed anyways, and you just lost all the benefit of that potential tax deferred growth, right?
Absolutely.
So I'm glad you brought that up. And even if somebody buys a property too, right? Say they buy it out all out in cash, but they're using their IRA. The thing that I see as another issue is that you lose all those tax deductions, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You lose the tax deductions. You know, it's really difficult for me to make sense of buying assets, houses inside of an IRA.
Yeah.
I'm I'm all for you want to do lending out of your IRA.
Right.
You can see some note opportunities in an IRA. But owning a physical asset in an IRA, you kind of get double hit on it, right? You lose the ability to take the deductions, and you could get taxed on the gains on that, which, you know, if you've invested correctly, which, you know, if you're listening to the right people, you would be. Those gains could be substantial, and you're thinking 35% taxes on those kind of that kind of income. Mm-hmm. Crazy. You'll never make it. You'll never make it ahead.
That's right. Tell us really quickly, what's like one of the biggest mistakes you see people make with their taxes?
Ooh, that's a great question. I'll say this. And now I deal with it from the real estate investors, right? I really see the operators, and the really the biggest thing is the lack of planning. So, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
It happens all the time. It's like, you know, I don't know how many calls I'll start fielding calls between now and April 15th of, okay, well, what can I do to save money on taxes? I'm like, you called me 6 months ago, we could have probably done some work. But at this point, you know, maybe a couple things, but very little can we do. So at the end of the day, if you're not thinking about your tax bill all year long, and you should be, because it's typically most people's biggest expense, right? It's the biggest thing that is the hamper to your wealth. It's the biggest money out of your pocket. So you should be thinking about, okay, what are the things I'm doing? How am I positioning myself every single month, every single quarter, to ensure that I'm paying as little as possible to the government and generating as much wealth as possible into my personal account, right? So
absolutely,
plan. Get with somebody that's going to work with you all year long. If they cost you $10,000 a year, pay them $10,000 a year if they're good, because they're going to save you multiples on that, right? I would rather pay somebody $10,000 a year to meet with me every quarter and plan my taxes than to pay them $2,500 at the end of the year just to prepare it. Preparing is the easy part. That's just data entry. Anybody can basically do that. Preparing is where you want to get your money's worth out of your account.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've talked about it on the show before. There's a difference between having an active accountant and a passive accountant, right?
Right?
Like a passive accountant is the one that says, all right, it's the end of the year, send me your numbers, and there's no planning. And therefore, that's where the money is lost. And that's money that's lost out of your life forever. That's an opportunity cost.
Right.
But when you're actively planning, when someone's actually strategizing with you and saying, hey, you know, it shouldn't ever be you teaching the CPA how to do their job. You shouldn't be the one saying, hey, I had this idea. Do you think this would work? It should be the other way around, where the CPA says, hey, I've got some ideas for you. Here's what you do to save yourself thousands of dollars a year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The way I see it is your CPA should give you a return on your investment. It should never be a cost. It shouldn't be an expense to you. You should be paying that CPA, and that CPA should be delivering three or four times what their value or what they're charging you every single year. If they're not, you're probably with the wrong person. So, I get the question all the time. Well, how much is your services? I have no idea. I have no idea what my services are. For you, because I have no idea what you have going on. But what I can tell you is, if you ask a CPA how much they charge you, and or how much they're gonna charge you, and they answer, that means they're just a transactional CPA. They're not gonna provide you value. I'm gonna tell you right off the bat, because they already have a fixed price, which means they already know what they're gonna do for you, and they haven't even looked at your situation yet.
Totally agree, 100%.
Yeah.
Well, Marcus, I appreciate having you on here. What's the best way for people? They want to say, hey, I need a CPA just like you. How would they reach out to you? What's the best way to do that?
Yeah. So the best way to reach out to us is ducatlad.com/work together. There's a little bit of information thing there that'll ask you a few questions, make sure you get to the right person in the firm. Obviously each person in the firm, we're a pretty good sized firm, so we work with different people kind of depending on what their needs are and what our expertise is within the firm. And so we get you the right person, make sure it's a good fit, jump on a quick phone call, do a little discovery session, and just kind of learn a little bit about what you got going on. If we think we can add value to you, we'll put a proposal out there and come to some sort of an agreement.
Perfect. Yeah, and time it could be better than right now, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, Marcus, I appreciate your time. It was awesome information, great power-packed stuff. I know that people are probably going to be listening to this more than once. They probably have to keep downloading this show again and again to pick up on some of the cool little tidbits you gave us today. So really appreciate that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you having me on, Chris. It's been fun. I always love doing these things, and especially with somebody that's so like-minded, you don't see them all the time. So it's good that like people travel together, right?
Absolutely. We're in good company.
Absolutely.
Well, appreciate it, man. Hey, everybody else. Hey, check out, marketlad.com/worktogether. We'll put that in the show notes. You can go ahead and click on it there. But everybody, taking action and willing to put this stuff into real use, this is what creates the real ROI for you guys. So I hope you make it a wonderful and productive and prosperous day. We'll see you later. Hey!
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.